A treasure trove of stories focusing on Irish traveller culture has gone online. The Mincarry archives, which are part of the National Museum of Ireland, seek to uncover a history that has often been overlooked. In this clip, Chrissy Donoghue Ward recalls how the weather impacted life on the road for travellers in the 1950s and 60s.
We've had a rough in winters. Well, we must say we died in winter and we came alive in the summer. We're like the birds, you know, and the wildlife. So the winter wasn't very good for the travellers. But the summer, they look forward to March, the 17th of March. And then they travel all around. We've got the lovely towns and cities, and country roads and places like that. But the winter was very, very rough on children, you know. It was very, very hard on them. So, but they didn't complain that much, you know, travellers, never. They never complained that much. They felt that was their way of life.
Owen D. Bardoon is the National Museum's Traveller Culture Collections Officer. He joins us now on the line. Owen, we just heard a little short excerpt there of Chrissy Donoghue Ward. Will you tell us about this collection? What does it contain?
Oh, thank you very much for having me on. It's a really exciting kind of new initiative that's exploring the voices of our community, the Mincarry Traveller community, and hoping in exposed to increased representation, celebration, and extend those community narratives, especially around curriculum and educational access. Largely, as a community, we're excluded from our histories. We're not in the books, we're not in the museum in any great way. And as a nomadic people who have low object history, because nomadic people move a lot, so unless it's deeply practical or just, I suppose, emotive, you leave it behind. But what we do have in great troves is our stories and our connectives and our lore. And we're hoping to honour that and embrace it and to make it more accessible for the wider community who largely don't actually hear directly from us. Because the vast majority of people, what they know about the tribal community, especially our elders, they've gained it from other settled people rather than people of the community ourselves.
So where has this archive come from then? Where have the tapes come from?
It came from a project called the SUNY ARIS, which is known as Looking Back, that was pioneered by a community member, Martin Beans Ward. And we worked with the TBWA in order to, I suppose, ensure that they were not just in a server, but were accessible to community members and the wider population on the island and beyond it, I hope.
Mm-hmm. And was there anything that surprised you or any aspect of life that you thought, gosh, I hadn't really thought about that until now?
I think that there people are aware that our elders do not live the life of their elders, and their elders live the life of their elders. Communities and culture and connectivity is always growing and changing. And sometimes we look back and think that travellers are these, and we're retrospective people, we're people who used to have campfires, used to connect, used to have different ways of life, rather than all communities have always been growing and changing. And I think that's really captured, because even there, we're looking at Chrissy's words and conversations, talk about people in the community coming alive in March. And for many travellers, March was actually the start of our year. Rather than January, where the calendar, March is when people return to the roads, return to nomadism, and begin to, I suppose, shake off the shrouds of winter. Mm-hmm. I think those understandings, they're very intrinsic within the community. And it's such a pity that people don't get to see and experience them. That's why I'm really excited about the Mincarry Archives, especially for young people.
Yeah, you mentioned young people there. I was looking this morning at the website, and I suppose young people are so used now to everything being presented so well, and it is presented really well. Like it's a lovely sight. Who do you hope will access these stories?
I hope that students will, especially in the curriculum, parents, teachers, and anyone who has a spark of curiosity and want of connection. I would encourage people to log on, to review it, to explore it, to give kind of contact us, give insights, and kind of see into a world that is largely either unheard or unlistened to.
Mm-hmm. And if people do want to have a look at it and to access these stories, where should they go?
Well, you can go to mincarryarchives.ie. That's MINCEIRI archive.ie.
All right, so it's easy enough to find. Just on the broader picture, I know you talk to school students and you go around the country listening and talking. What do you find are the biggest misconceptions?
I think largely, rather than just misconceptions, that the vast majority of students that I meet don't know anything about travellers. They sometimes know about conflicts and about, I suppose, mental health concerns or about kind of tensions, but actually don't know anything about our culture, our actual culture. When people think about us, they don't actually think of people of culture, they think of people of crisis. And I think that not all schools have those, I suppose, tools in order to bridge those gaps. And unfortunately, when that happens, what we do is that if there are young travelled children in those spaces, they become the educators of their peers. And I think that is a very beastly thing to put the pressure on a child. So when we're looking at the McCary Archives and kind of the work that I do and the work the museum supports, it's really about touching base with the people that it's very diverse. There's 47,000 travellers on the island for less than 1% of the population. And out of that, there's 47,000 ways to be travellers. So we're incredibly diverse. And that's not always known or understood when people only know us as a principal rather than as directly as a people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And how important is it for young travellers in schools that somebody like yourself comes in and that you have a discussion?
I have found it to be so very rewarding. I've seen children absolutely blossom in spaces that they would usually shrink. The idea of their identities being supported and celebrated and actually being found to be joyful. Do you find that we are off the island, or we're from the island? You are part of this amazing ancient lineage that's still alive and still kind of here, you know, kind of living, breathing and growing. And it's not all children get that point of support and celebration within the education structures or in life in general. And I have to say it's deeply rewarding. I have seen people's, I suppose, confidence kind of be kind of enriched and their identity affirmed. And I think that's, there's no price you could put on that.
Well, listen, thanks a million for talking to us this morning. That was Ondi Bardoon, who's the National Museum's Traveller Culture Collections Officer.